Living Heart of Forgotten America. This is the Steve Guru. God bless America. For Tuesday, July 23rd, 2019, here are three big things you need to know. Number three, Michigan firebrand Rashida Tlaib says she won't leave Congress until she impeaches President Donald Trump. Just the latest full frontal assault on the commander-in-chief. But is anybody even listening anymore? Well, we'll find out. Number two, the president and Democrats have reached a deal on the budget that will explode the debt and deficits. Take off all the brakes for the next 2 years. Bad idea. We'll get to that. And number one, major buzzkill for the Democrats. Major buzzkill. The Department of Justice says Bob Mueller can testify, no problem. But he has to stay within the four corners of the report already issued. Welcome to it on a big day. That plus we've got new polling for the president. Polling in the South says he's more popular than ever. Hong Kong's in full free fall, and we've got other trouble coming along. But let's start with the Justice Department and their order that Bob Mueller can come to Capitol Hill. That's tomorrow. And all the Democrats and all the mainstream media that support the Democrats, which is pretty much, well, all of them. MSNBC, CNN, they've been hyperventilating. 24-hour wall-to-wall coverage. Bob Mueller's coming. He's finally going to tell us what we need to know about Donald Trump colluding with Russians, obstructing justice. We're going to get him this time. I swear we're going to get him. And yet it doesn't happen. But now the Justice Department has sent a letter. It was obtained last night by Fox News, signed by Associate Deputy Attorney General Bradley Weinsheimer. It states, "Dear Mr. Mueller, I write in response to your July 10, 2019 letter concerning the testimonial subpoenas you received from the House Judiciary Committee and House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. Your letter requests that the department provide you with guidance concerning privilege or other legal bars applicable to potential testimony in connection with those subpoenas. After stating the decision to testify is Mueller's to make the letter continues, but the department agrees with your stand and your stated position that your testimony should be unnecessary under the circumstances. The department generally does not permit prosecutors such as you to appear and testify before Congress regarding their investigative and procedural and prosecutorial activities." And then it goes on. "Finally, any testimony," and this is the real kicker. Here's the buzzkill for the Democrats. Man, they read this going, "How could this be?" Easy, guys. "Finally, any testimony must remain within the boundaries of your public report because matters within the scope of your investigation were covered by the executive privilege, including information protected by law enforcement, deliberative process, attorney work product, and presidential communications privilege." And so what have I told you from day one? The Mueller report is all there's ever going to be. You can go in there and grill Bob Mueller any way you want, but he has gotten directive now from the Department of Justice. The organization for which he worked as the special counsel, the questions that Bob Mueller may get from Republicans would be, why did you never look at the Steele dossier? Why did you never look into the origins of the Steele dossier? How did those FISA warrants get approved? What documents were used to get those approved? And maybe he can talk about that. And maybe he can't, because now the letter says you cannot operate outside the four corners of that report, which is exactly what I told you would happen anyway. Bob Mueller is a reluctant tourist, a hostile witness, if you will. He doesn't want to be there. Why would he? He's already put it into a 448-page report. It's a long, rambling report, not particularly well-written, not particularly well-put together. And now tomorrow he's going to show up with all this fanfare and all this pageantry, if you will, pomp and circumstance almost, and there's going to be nothing there. There's no meat on the bone, folks. And in the end, Donald Trump wins again. And at this point, you have flogged this for so long. You have beaten this dead horse for so long. You've bored your own supporters on the Democrat side. Liberals are bored with it. Republicans are fed up with it. And independents are dismayed by it. In fact, independents, new polling shows that voters are supporting Donald Trump more than they ever have before. That's certainly true in the South. Other polling numbers are increasing. despite all the controversy with the squad, his numbers are increasing. Numbers from an NBC News SurveyMonkey online poll shows that approval ratings in the South, 54% among 11 states surveyed, 54%, including the key swing state of North Carolina. This is important, and that's up 2 points from September when his support was 52%. They're higher than his national average approval rating, which, by the way, NBC reported Friday at 48%, which is the highest it's been in that survey. Despite the best efforts from all the news media, from all the talking heads, from all the pundits, from all the professional punditry, Donald Trump's numbers continue to increase because people are worn out with the term racism and xenophobia and so forth. You can't throw the race card every time you don't agree with somebody, but that seems to have become the play to go to. The audible, the Omaha call right now is, boom, you're a racist. Well, that doesn't work anymore. There are actual racists in this country and actual racist acts and people that should be held to account for that. But the race card has been played so many times, it has become meaningless. People are tuned out to it. Racism, racism, racism. Do you think all the white people in America are just racist? I'll tell you the truth about that. No. And the fact of the matter is, a lot of people, white people, have a tendency to go out of their way, to go out of their way to open a door, to be more polite, to do the extra effort with black people and Hispanic people just to show, hey, not me, I'm a good guy. Open the door. How you doing? You find yourself doing that sometimes? Just to go the extra and say, hey, what you're being told is nonsense. We're on this team together. We're Americans, which bothers me when I hear people like Ayanna Pressley say, you know, black people have to speak for black people and Muslims have to speak for Muslims and queer for queer. And it's like, no, Americans have to speak for Americans. Don't have to agree with each other necessarily. But dividing us in identity politics down to each group the way the squad would have us do is nonsense. While they claim that Donald Trump is the one dividing us, they're the ones saying that black people have to speak for black people and Muslims have to speak. Well, in fact, we're going to get to that and refresh your memory in just a moment because in Detroit, the NAACP annual convention is going on and Democrats are swirling in. You know, they're swirling in like blowflies around warm strows in the middle of summer. You know what I'm saying. Strohs, Detroit, you get it. 14 after, we're going to talk about that. And the Rashida Tlaib comment that has the whole Twitterverse up in arms yesterday. Because the squad is the only thing that matters to those in the media. Man, Nancy Pelosi, you should be nervous. Trust me on this. We'll be right back. It's 14 after. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.
Seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
We're here with Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital. Dr. McCursey, Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. What's offered there?
We have a full array of imaging services at the health center. We have MRI, CT, 3D digital mammography, ultrasound, digital x-ray, and bone density.
What are the advantages for the patients who go there?
Our patients love the convenient location. They also love the easy in-and-out parking. And they also love the ability to schedule examinations after hours, both on the evenings and the weekends.
How can people learn more about Sparrow's radiology services?
To learn more, they can go to sparrow.org/radiology-services.
That's sparrow.org/radiology-services. We've been speaking to Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital, about how Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow.
Some high school game officials get involved because they decided it was time to stop complaining about the referees as a spectator and become one. They found it to be a rewarding and humbling experience. We always need more officials. To get involved, go to MHSAA.com. There's help wanted, just whistle. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.